WRFULP Urbana, grab a donut before they're all gone.
You are listening to a work by composer Horatiu Radulescu, who was a Romanian composer. And this is a piece called Intimate Rituals 9. It's for viola and pre-recorded sound. And the pre-recorded sound is actually of recordings of upright pianos, two upright pianos that are actually put on their sides, and the strings are gently kind of coaxed and stroked and plucked and pulling out all of these interesting little nuances of color. And the viola is tuned to the same strings that are being played on these upright pianos that are called sound icons. So what you get is this very ethereal, atmospheric type of music. And that's Horatiu Radulescu's music in a nutshell. Ethereal, atmospheric. A lot of times bordering on the mystical inclinations that you can get from some of the titles of his works. He's got a work, for instance, called Infinite to Be Cannot Be Infinite. Infinite Anti-Be Could Be Infinite. He's got another piece for string quartet called Before the Universe Was Born. So maybe the titles kind of give a little bit of insight into what Horatiu Radulescu, what kind of aesthetic he's coming from. So we'll listen to a little bit more of this Radulescu piece, and then we'll explore more music that's along these lines tonight on your Odd Music Radio Shower. I am your host, Philip, tonight. I feel like a kid in a candy store. I have the studio all to myself tonight. Andrew and Jacob are out and about questing on different adventures pertaining to different musical outcomes, some of which hopefully will come to bear fruit later on in Champaign-Urbana area. So sit back and relax. We're going to listen to a good chunk of what's called spectral music tonight. Music that explores the inner workings of different timbres and different colors of music. And this kind of music started off in Europe, but it's gained a lot of favor in the United States the past decade or so. Oftentimes blurs the distinction between what we consider harmony and what we consider timbre. In a way, it's kind of cracking open the egg, the musical egg of a sound, and exploring the contents of it. So this is the Odd Music Radio Shower. And tonight, we're going to be listening to spectral music. we move now from Romanian music by the composer Horatiu Radulescu, piece called Intimate Rituals 9 for viola and recording of what are called sound icons, upright pianos, to France, which is a place where a lot of people consider the French the spectral movement to have begun in France. So we're going to be playing now some music by a composer, Tristan Mireille, who is French, and this is a piece called Bois Flotte from 1996, which translates, I believe, into driftwood. And what fascinates me about this piece in particular is that it takes some spectral analysis, or some analysis of the sound content of the ocean waves, the swell and crashing of the tides and the undertow. It analyzes those sounds and restructures those sounds across the palette, the instrumental palette that he has chosen to write for, which is a string trio, trombone, and synthesizer. So the string trio is it's a violin, viola, and cello. So it's kind of an odd combination, but it kind of makes sense after listening to it a little bit, because he's got kind of the low end of the musical spectrum covered with the trombone, and he's got the mid and high end covered with the strings, and all points in between with the synthesizer. So, Bois Flotte by Tristan Mireille.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Odd Music Radio Shower on WRFULP Urbana 104.5. And I am your host, Philip. I've been playing all this interesting music from all different parts of the world. But I want to tell you, in between pieces here, about some new contemporary music that's coming up in the area. This concert that I speak of is going to be on Tuesday, May the 4th at 7:30 at the Cranard Arts Center at the Tryon Festival Theater. And this is a concert of new music by the University of Illinois New Music Ensemble, directed by Stephen Taylor. And this concert features works with instruments and electronics. And it features a number of composers from in and around the Champaign-Urbana area. They include composer Carrie Bashars, my wife, Benjamin Day Smith, Kurt Werner, Eric Lund, a professor at the university, Jinok Cho, Philip Bluma, also a professor here at the university, and Ming Ching Chu. So if you get a chance, you'll have a great opportunity to hear some pretty amazing works for different combinations of live instruments with electronics, including the work by Carrie Bashars entitled Electric Monster and the Invasion of the Incredible BSOs, which is a work for a laptop ensemble. So again, this concert is at the Cranert Center at the Tryon Festival Theater there next Tuesday, May the 4th at 7:30 in the evening. So make sure to attend that. Next piece I want to play for you is by British composer Jonathan Harvey. And this is a piece that is for fixed media, strictly electronic sounds that are processed. It's a piece called Mortuos Plongo Vivos Voco. It follows the trend of spectral music that I've been playing for you this evening. And ideally it's for an 8-channel array of speakers. Now, you don't have your radio set up probably to play in 8 discrete channels. So you'll get the next best thing, which is 2 channels here. And in a sense, the piece is designed to kind of envelop you with this transformation of sound. You get bell sounds on one end, and you get the sound of a child, a chorister singing a song. And so these two different sounds are involved and mushed together, and the different spectral content of those two sounds are kind of spliced together to kind of create this new disembodied synthesized sound. So this is a 9-minute work for electronic music entitled Mortuos Plongo Vivos Voco by British composer Jonathan Harvey. Thank you. That was Mortuos Plongo Vivos Voco by British composer Jonathan Harvey. Dead Bell Live Voice. We're going to jump right quickly now to the last piece of this set on Spectral Music. It's a piece by a composer who just continues to fascinate me. A French composer by the name of Philippe Hirel. Piece entitled Pour l'Image, which is for a chamber ensemble, written around 1987. And there's something about Hirel's music. It's got a type of sheen to it. It makes sense. It's kind of a highly intense sense of craftsmanship and internal logic to his music that I really appreciate. It's got moments that are quite mellow and ephemeral, like a lot of the music we've heard this evening, but it also has extremely rapid, frenetic passages that hint at almost kind of a Coltrane-esque kind of jazziness, where you just have this high energy and almost sense of reckless abandonment. He has a way of balancing those two moods in a way that, to me, is unlike unlike anyone else. So, to close out this evening on Spectral Music on the Odd Music Radio Shower, this will be Pour l'Image for Ensemble by French composer Philippe Hirel. That was some intricate and intense music to close out our set by composer Philippe Perrel, French composer Philippe Perrel. It's a piece called Pour Limoges. So thank you so much for joining me on this kind of brief little exploration of spectral music on this portion of the Odd Music Radio Show. Make sure to join us every Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock where you can hear a new round of odd and quirky music. We sometimes follow themes. Other times we just pull out whatever's in our hats at the moment. But regardless of what happens, you're sure to hear some music that you might not have heard before. And if you do have heard it before, you might hear it in a new context. So we're always happy to have new listeners. Just glad that you can join us for this exciting adventure. So this is Philip signing off for the Odd Music Radio Shower. And this is WRFULP Urbana 104.5 FM. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.